A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan here. Great to have you with us for Repco Supercars Weekly. Yes, I know, it's not Thursday, it's Friday. We're a little bit later this week with our episode than we would normally be, but there's good reason because there's plenty of things to talk about that have occurred in the last 24 hours. A bit going on in the Repco Supercars Championship, of course, next weekend, back on track with Simmons Plains, but all eyes continue on the Gen 3 testing, and the Camaro's been out running at Queensland Raceway again yesterday. Jamie Winkup turning laps, as well as Brody Kostecki. Of course, Jamie is on the steering committee for Gen 3, so getting some in-cockpit latest updates on how that car is shaping up to be. Always handy to take back to that steering committee. New livery, Chevy Racing livery on that car. Looks sharp. We'll see it down in Tassie next weekend with Garth Tander and Marcus Ambrose to drive the Gen 3 prototypes. Now, there's been some changes to the chassis of those cars. There's been a lot of issues with the drivers who've been testing them having ergonomic issues. So they've modified the chassis to allow for the ease of some of those ergo issues that have affected the drivers. So they've changed the angle of the legs. They've raised and reclined the seat, lowered the pedals, and the roll bar above the driver's head's been adjusted to account for that raised seat position. So for the taller drivers, Brody Kostecki's a pretty tall guy. Garth Tander, obviously, is a tall guy, going to have a drive next week in Tassie. They are perfect to test how those changes have affected driving those cars. Brad Jones Racing in the news again this week. They've added another piece to the puzzle for the Repco Bathurst 1000 with its enduro driver lineup. Dean Fiore confirmed to drive again in car 14. Last year, he drove with Todd Hazelwood. This year, he will drive with its new pilot, Bryce Fullwood. It actually gives him a reunification with the engineer, Phil Keed, because he worked with Phil at Team 18 when Dean co-drove with Scotty Pye in the DeWalt Commodore going back to 2020. Now, it looks like a new home's been found for Cam Waters' current Monster Mustang from Tickford Racing. As you can read today on the V8 Sleuth website, it looks like a Super 2 team with a Bathurst-winning Commodore are going to snap it up, and that raises some interesting questions too. Bremer Group Racing, the team that runs Zane Morse, is the team that's rumoured. I couldn't get this out of them. They wouldn't make comment on it, but that's the team I'm hearing that are going to grab that car. Full details on the website. The story link is in the show notes. Now, speaking of some car stuff, this is cool. The 2016 Bathurst 1000 winning Techno Autosports Commodore of Will Davison and Jonathan Webb is undergoing restoration, is going back to how it won at Bathurst. Remember, a controversial finish. Of course, Will held off Shane Van Gisbergen in the run to the line for the win, albeit second on the road because Jamie Winkup crossed the line first and got a 15-second time penalty. Now, this car hasn't raced since 2019 in the hands of Justin Rougier. It's with Eggleston Motorsport. They are restoring it. I had a look at it yesterday. It looks really good. It's not far away from being completed. So we'll bring you some more photos and some more info when it's been completed. You'll see it on the V8 Sleuth website. Now, Simmons Plains next weekend, the Ned Whiskey Tasmania Super Sprint. A little shout out this week. Gary Jacobson is going to start his 100th championship race in the first race of three down in Tasmania. Of course, there's three 44-lap races next weekend. And we're waiting to hear confirmation from Tickford Racing on James Courtney's number 5 Mustang backer for the next round in Tasmania. There are some spies telling me that they're going to have the same sponsor and the same livery, opposite lock on that car. Wait for official confirmation to come very soon about that, if indeed it doesn't drop in between the time that we record this podcast and release it online. So my little spy is suggesting that they're going to have the same backer there, which is really great for James Courtney. Tickford Racing looking to run really strongly in Tassie. Remember, they had a couple of poles down there last year with Cam Waters in the Monster Mustang. Now, this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion, so are we. Head to the Repco Garage online now. It's garage.repco.com.au, packed with all sorts of cool and interesting motorsport and motoring content. It's your online digital destination for all things motorsport. Go to Repco's Garage now for a look. Now, on this day, we always do it on Repco Supercars Weekly, March the 18th. We're going to rewind to 2000 on this day. It was a Saturday in that year. Craig Lowndes won the first race, round two of the 2000 Shell Championship Series, as it was then called at Barbagallo. Of course, now it's the Repco Supercars Championship, and now it's renamed back to Wanneroo. But he led home his HRT teammate Mark Scaife, Garth Tander, Russell England, Jason Barguana. So a top five sweep on this day for Commodores in the West. Of course, the round was completed the following day with another couple of races, and, well, Craig won those two. He took his streak to 12 race wins in a row from 1996 through 98, 99 and 2000. Remember that he missed 97 because he was racing Formula 3000 open wheelers overseas, but he won 12 of his first 12 starts in supercars in Barbagallo, which is quite an amazing statistic the way that it all flowed out. So there you go. On this day on Repco Supercars Weekly. Don't forget, every Tuesday, Castrol Motorsport News Podcast, award-winning Castrol Motorsport News Podcast, is back with Andrew Van Leeuwen and Stefan Bartholomaeus. Every Wednesday, the V8 Sleuth Podcast drops. Every Thursday, well, except for this week, the Repco Supercars Weekly Podcast drops. So you've got something every day right in the guts of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, there's always something to listen to, and that's exactly why you should subscribe, so you get the notification every time that the episodes go live, so you can be among the first to listen in and find out what is on that episode. Right, that's me done. I'm Aaron Noonan. Thanks for listening again. We'll have more Repco Supercars Weekly next week in the lead up to Simmons Plain.